Homily 72, Martyrs and Jesus' Presence and Absence. Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and no one will take away your joy. We commemorate today the martyrdom of Charles Lange and his companions. The second and third century church father Tertullian wrote that the blood of martyrs is the seed of the church. The African church is growing by leaps and bounds. One indication, the number of African Jesuits who studied and are now studying at Boston College. Martyrdom, the most dramatic way of imitating Christ crucified and giving witness to the Christian faith. Would you give your life for Christ? Would I? I would hope so, but there are days when I think that if someone said, your faith or your Apple computer, I might have a decision to make. This morning's gospel, with its emphasis on grief and joy, evokes in me the Song of Songs and its focus on the absence and presence of the beloved, and the concomitant grief and joy this causes. The 12th century mystical theologian Richard of St. Victor wrote about the Trinity, but if nothing is more present than the absent one, if nothing is more absent than the most present one, is anything more marvelous, anything more incomprehensible? Jesus's and God's absence and presence, grief and joy, this spiritual peekaboo with us. I have vivid memories of my sister hiding briefly from her baby and how he would cry and then burst into laughter when she showed herself. Human peekaboo. I used to take my sister's family dog for long walks in the woods and allow him to roam. But if I hid myself, he would become quite agitated. Showing myself, he would get on with his frolicking. More human peekaboo. Of course, the context of this grief joy, absence and presence in John's gospel, refers to Jesus' horrifying death, which takes him away from and grieves his disciples. Then, his consoling resurrection appearances, presence, joy, peace be with you. They could not believe it for joy. When I did my studies in Germany, I heard more than one story about women after the war, waiting for the arrival of the troop train, which carried back the surviving German soldiers. One can only imagine the joy of seeing one's loved one alive, and the grief because of the absent loved one. To be sure, John's gospel highlights another facet of Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension. Mary Magdalene grieves at Jesus' tomb. He appears, grabs his feet. Stop clinging to me, Jesus says. I have not yet ascended to the Father. Jesus is telling Mary and us that his permanent presence is not by way of his bodily appearances, but as the exalted Lord of heaven and earth. St. Paul said, last of all, he appeared to me. But as we heard yesterday, Jesus says, I shall be with you always. In John's gospel today, blessed are those who have not seen but believe. Which of us here has not experienced, especially in prayer, at the roots of our being and in our daily lives, both the painful absence and the joyful presence of the Lord? Saint Ignatius of Loyola, as well as many other saints, wrote of the Holy Spirit bestowing courage, strength, consolation, tears, inspiration, peace, palpable signs of the Lord's presence. The evil spirit makes us tepid, sad, disquiet, heavy. The grief, the absence. St. Catherine of Genoa wrote, "If one drop of what my heart is feeling were to fall into hell, hell itself would become heaven. When I feel the Lord's presence, I can take on the world, the flesh, and the devil. When he seems absent, I want my mommy." We have been baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Therefore, why should we not expect absence and presence, grief and joy, the mysticism of daily life, the mysticism of daily death, and how often that occurs in small ways, and also the mysticism of daily resurrection, again, in small ways? Notice, St. Ignatius did not focus on feelings, but on being with Christ to serve, on seeking, finding, and carrying out God's will. The letters of Mother Teresa make crystal clear that she faithfully served Christ, despite her more than 50 years more, of frightful dryness and darkness, spiritual dereliction. Despite this long and profound spiritual void, she could pray before the crucifix towards the end of her life, "Lord, I have never denied you anything."